situation like this where you are traveling today, do you handle a practice any differently?
Not really. No, today was regular kind of a standard Friday practice. I thought it was good, and I'm obviously going to take a peek at it probably on the plane. But I thought it was a good practice. I thought the tempo was good. Guys were moving around pretty well. So.
Look at Larry Fitzgerald's numbers this year. He had one catch against New England and nine this last week against Philadelphia. I mean, what do you glean from that you may be able to try to use against him?
Well, you know, I go to all the defensive install meetings when Kevin, you know, goes over the game plan with the players, and obviously I don't spend as much time watching that tape individually on my own. But I think just from the film that I've seen in the meetings, those guys, I think, you know, sometimes you have a level of commitment possibly into what you're willing to do to take one individual player out of a plan, you know, and, you know, again, I can't speak for New England's game plan, but I think maybe there was potentially more emphasis on their part to eliminate him from the plan. Now, we all know, you know, everybody has 11 guys, so, I mean, the more you commit to one, you know, resources you commit to stopping one individual, you might expose yourself to open up other opportunities for other players. But, you know, beyond that, you know, I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, am I?
Joe, it seems like the big subject this week is stopping the chunk plays. Easier said than done, obviously. The defense has played well overall, but what's the emphasis there? Is it tackling, all about shoddy tackling?
No, I don't think so. It's a little bit of everything. I mean, I think, you know, I think some of it is related to tackling. I think some of it's related to making sure from a communication standpoint everybody's playing the defense called the right way. I think sometimes it's just a little bit tighter coverage. I think sometimes lack of pass rush. Obviously, I think, as we all know, most of the chunk plays have come in the passing game against us. So that's really been it's like a good pass play from an offensive perspective. Usually there's good protection. Usually there's good fundamentals by a quarterback and decision-making by a quarterback and route running, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, defensively, conversely, there's, you know, when you're giving up big plays on defense, sometimes there's a lack of rush, lack of communication in the back end, you know, loose coverage, et cetera, et cetera.
How much of a luxury is it to have a versatile DB, whether it's Richard Marshall who could play safety and corner, or Jimmy Wilson, vice versa?
I think it's great. I think it's the more jobs that you can do as a player in this league, I think the better it is for the ball club. And, you know, as you guys know, sometimes injuries alter the roster. You're not always having the same guys. You don't, you know, one week you may have X amount of DBs up, the next week you're down one, or you're down a linebacker, or you're down a D lineman, or same thing can happen on offense. So just it helps in the flexibility, no question.
What's your confidence level been in Jimmy? You know, the last couple of weeks you've had to go back from safety and he's had to jump in there and nickel.
Yeah, I think he's making progress. He's doing some good things on tape. There's no question about it. I think he's definitely improving.
Progress report on Jonathan Martin, where he's at.
Yeah, I think you see development every week, Dave. I just spoke to him this morning. I was watching some of the one-on-one pass rush from yesterday, and, you know, so I don't usually go down to that, but commenting on some of the good things he's doing. The nice thing with the young players, you're looking for those signs where there's, you know, learning and growth, and you always know that, you know, he's not going to be a finished product quite yet, and but I think he's getting better. I think he's getting better. There's no doubt about it. From where he was in the preseason, I think about a couple of the preseason games and what he's done the last couple of weeks. I like the development I see. I think he's staying on his feet a little bit better. He's a very aware player, and I think he has a chance to be good.
Did you talk to him before the draft and all that? I mean, did you
Gosh, I'm.
Yeah,
he may have been in the room. I think he was in our room for those 15-minute interviews, but I certainly, but nothing beyond that. No, clearly nothing beyond that.
What have you seen from Rashad Jones? He's obviously strong in training camp. Is that carried over?
Yeah, he's playing. You know, I think he's around the ball more. He's making more plays. He's had some impactful plays. Obviously, the safety position, you're looking for guys that, you know, have displayed great range and awareness and ability to play the ball down the field. I think he's emerging and coming along in all those areas. So hopefully he can keep getting better and better. But I like what I see.
Was a message sent in when Bell was cut that, you know, maybe he was ready to take that next step? He seems to think.
Yeah, I don't know. That would probably be a better question for him to answer than me. I mean, You know, I really had no experience with him, obviously, before before April 10th, I think, when the off-season program started. But, you know, I think guys get to certain stages in their career and they understand, look, it's time for me to display I'm a productive, consistent football player in this league. And, you know, I'm guessing that might be where his mindset is at this stage.
How has Jaworski Lane evolved as a blocker, leading Reggie and the running backs through the hole?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, somewhat, you know, obviously didn't play a lot in Houston. He's played more as of late, and I think he's developing. He still has a long way to go at times. One of the things you have to avoid in practice is a little bit when you don't have full pads. Obviously, there's restrictions as to how many times you can have those on. So sometimes guys, you know, lead with their hands and get in bad habits of grabbing and those type of things. So, you know, he still has a long way to go technique-wise, but he has good instincts as a football player. And, I think we're seeing some development.
Most of the passes, especially sacks, are coming from their linebackers. What's the key there to prevent that? Is that Jaworski, maybe even Anthony helping out?
Yeah, all those guys. I mean, it could be, as you know, they've got in that 3-4 scheme, if they stay in their base defense, you know, one of the issues when you're playing a 3-4 is the targeting of your linemen and, you know, who's going to block the outside guys, where are you going to put the backs, inside, outside. And so, you have to make decisions from a protection standpoint. And so, and Ray Horton does a great job. There's going to be times where, we like to say, we like our big people blocking their big people and our backs checking and getting out as often as you possibly can. I think we're not unlike the other 31 teams in the league in that regard. But when you play a 3-4, there's going to be situations where, you know, your little guys are going to be blocking, you know, bigger defenders. Those guys are good. So we're going to have to step up. We've been over-coaching. Look, you see it coming. You got to step up and close the distance. You can't absorb against these guys, because if you absorb, they're gonna knock you right back into the quarterback.